KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Good year!
Inventory day at McAtee Tire in Atlantic. But instead of counting all these high-quality Goodyear tires, we've come up with a much better idea. Sell them all and sell them quick. That's why every Goodyear tire in stock is on sale now through September 30th. Get to McAtee Tire now. Choose from a huge selection of dependable Goodyear performance radials or all-season radials to tackle the toughest weather. Or if you drive a light truck, van, RV, or 4x4, save on rugged Goodyear light truck radial tires. Small vehicle, large vehicle, or in between, McAtee Tire has the tire and the savings for you. But the time to make your move is now, because these sale prices will soon be history. Drop what you're doing and get ready to save on every Goodyear tire in stock today. Goodyear is offering a $60 rebate on selected Goodyear tires, or double your rebate to $120 if you purchase with a Goodyear credit card. Hurry in. Offer ends September 30th at McAtee Tire in Atlantic.
In a game you heard here on KJN last night, Tommy Pham had his second career three-hit game. Jaime Garcia pitched six strong innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals routed the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-1. 3 days after his first three-hit game, Pham singled twice and got his second career triple. He scored three times. Six players at RBIs for the Cardinals, two apiece for Jenny Peralta, Jason Hayward, and Yadier Molina. The Cardinals' Peter Borges got his first career pinch-hit home run. Garcia allowed a run in four hits, striking out six and walking one. The Cardinals, now 35 games above 500, earned their MLB best 80th victory and lengthened their lead to five games over second-place Pittsburgh in the NL Central. Robbie Ray lasted three innings plus two batters. He allowed six runs and five hits. Ray walked five, hit a batter, and struck out one. Kendrys Morales hit a solo homer. Mike Moustakas and Eric Hosmer also drove in runs, and the Kansas City Royals leaned on their bullpen to beat the Baltimore Orioles 3-2 on Tuesday night. Danny Duffy dodged trouble for most of the 5 2/3 innings, allowing two runs on five hits and two walks. The left-hander struck out five in a start that began in crisp efficiency and ended with the Orioles threatening to pull ahead in the sixth inning. Luke Hochaver calmed things down with an inning of relief, and Kelvin Herrera had no trouble with the rest of the seventh and eighth, and Wade Davis pitched a perfect ninth in place of closer Greg Holland to earn his 12th save. Miguel Gonzalez allowed all three runs on six hits and three walks in 4 1/3 innings. Kyle Schwarber, Miguel Montero, and Starlin Castro all hit home runs in support of another solid outing from Jake Arrieta, and the Chicago Cubs beat the San Francisco Giants 8-5 on Tuesday night for their sixth straight win. Schwarber's towering three-run homer in the third set the tone for the Cubs, who have won 21 of 25 games, to pull 7.5 games ahead of the Giants for the second wild card spot. In other Major League Baseball games, the Toronto Blue Jays find themselves in sole possession of first place in the American League East after winning for the 17th time in their last 20 games. The Blue Jays were one out from a 5-4 loss until they scored twice in the ninth to beat the Rangers 6-5 in Texas. Also, the Twins picked up their fifth straight win as Brian Dozier, Miguel Sano, and Eddie Rosario homered an 11-7 verdict over Tampa Bay. Albert Pujols hit a three-run homer, and the Angels scored three times on wild pitches by Rob Bell in an 8-7 triumph at Detroit. The Mets picked up their fifth straight win as pinch hitter Michael Kadire delivered a tie-breaking two-run single in the sixth inning of a 6-5 win at Philadelphia. Ryan Zimmerman belted a grand slam, and Wilson Ramos provided a two-run blast in the Nationals' 8-3 rout of San Diego. Justin Turner and Jimmy Rollins smacked two-run homers, and the Dodgers ended a five-game skid by downing the Reds 5-1 in Cincinnati. Dee Gordon tied a career high with four stolen bases while delivering two infield hits and scoring twice in Miami's 5-2 win over Pittsburgh. Michael Brantley belted a pair of two-run homers, and Francisco Lindor was 3-for-4 with three RBIs as Cleveland ripped Milwaukee 11-6. Colorado ended a four-game skid and beat Atlanta 5-1 behind DJ LeMahieu's three hits and three RBIs. Trace Thompson had three hits and three RBIs as the White Sox knocked off Boston 5-4. And Nelson Cruz smacked his Major League leading 38th home run. And Logan Morrison added a two-run shot in the fourth inning of Seattle's 6-5 win against Oakland. In other baseball notes, the Washington Nationals have activated center fielder Denard Span as they try to catch the New York Mets in the NL East race. And Washington optioned right-hander Tanner Roark to Class A Potomac to make room for Span. Miami Marlins All-Star right fielder Giancarlo Stanton says he's about a week and a half away from rejoining the lineup after being sidelined since June 26th with a broken left hand. Marlins outfielder Kristen Yelich has been activated from the 15-day disabled list after recovering from a bruised right knee. Rays first baseman James Loney has been suspended one game and fined for an undisclosed amount by Major League Baseball for making contact with an umpire on Saturday's game at Oakland. Dodgers reliever Juan Nicasio has been activated after being sidelined since August 10th with a strained left abdomen. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, it was Iowa 3-2 over Fresno in the first game of a doubleheader, and then Fresno got them back 7-3 in the second game. Sacramento was a 5-4 winner over Omaha. Tonight's games see local action once again as Fresno is at Principal Park in Des Moines to take on the iCubs at 7:35, and Sacramento was at Omaha for an 8:05 start. Also in the NFL, Dallas cornerback Orlando Scandrick left practice at training camp with what he told his secondary coach he believed was a torn ACL in his right knee. He went down working against rookie receiver Lucky Whitehead on Tuesday and was carted off the field. The Cowboys were awaiting results of an MRI. The Steelers have signed four-time Pro Bowl quarterback Michael Vick to a one-year deal. Pittsburgh needed a backup to Ben Roethlisberger after Bruce Gronkowski injured his non-throwing hand in Sunday's preseason win over Green Bay. The Denver Broncos have worked out a one-year deal with two-time Pro Bowl guard Evan Mathis. He'll help protect Peyton Manning. Miami Dolphins safety Louis Delmas has been placed on season-ending injured reserve because of a torn ACL in his right knee. And that could be a career-threatening injury. The NBA has fined the Los Angeles Clippers $250,000 after an investigation found the team had violated league rules when trying to re-sign DeAndre Jordan last month. The league says the Clippers had made a presentation to the then free agent on July 2nd that improperly included a potential third-party endorsement opportunity. Jordan eventually decided to stay with the Clippers after initially verbally committing to a deal with the Dallas Mavericks. The Calgary Flames have signed All-Star defenseman Mark Giordano to a six-year contract. Giordano had 11 goals and 37 assists in 61 games before sustaining a season-ending injury on February 25th. Giordano has 66 goals and 179 assists in 510 games, all with Calgary. According to his brother, late IndyCar driver Justin Wilson saved six lives Tuesday by donating his organs. The 37-year-old driver died Monday night from a head injury suffered when a piece of debris struck him in the head during a race the previous day at Pocono Raceway. And Rutgers has suspended star receiver Leonte Caro, quarterback Chris Laviano, and three other players for the first half of their season opener against visiting Norfolk State for a curfew violation. The suspension of Laviano means that Hayden Redding will start at quarterback for Rutgers. And former Virginia Tech football coach Charlie Coffey has died at the age of 81. The University of Tennessee says Coffey died after a long battle with cancer. He was a three-time letterman and assistant coach with the Vols before taking over the Hokies program in the 1970s. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.